One of the hardest brachas of the Shemoneh Esrei to translate is the end of the bracha of Al HaTzadikim. Baruch Atah Hashem, Mishan u'mivtach la'tzadikim. What's a Mishan and what's a Mivtach? So, the official Art Scroll translation is a mainstay and an assurance of the righteous. So, blessed are you, Hashem, mainstay and assurance of the righteous. But I think we need to look into this in a little bit more depth to try and understand how to make this meaningful. So, Rabbi Avraham, the son of the Vilna Gaon, says, what does it mean that Hashem is a Mishan and a Miftach? He says, it's true that you are a Miftach, Hashem, you are a Miftach la Tzadikim, you're an assurance of the Tzadikim that trust in you. And you give them what they want after time. But you also do it before they ask as well. Which means that they don't lose their bitachon, because Hashem, you actually give people things before they ask. What does that mean? He gives the example of in Mitzrayim, the Jews were in Egypt, even before we left, Hashem showed us miracles so that we would be saved. Same thing in the Purim story. Even before Haman was hung, there were still miracles happening. Mordechai was taken around the city on the horse with Haman leading him. Kachia Selaish. Meaning, even before the Yeshua had happened, Hashem showed them that it was going to happen. Why? In order that when the salvation happened, they would be able to accept the Torah willingly again. But bitachon gadol ubelev sameach, with great bitachon and with a happy heart. And that's going to be true as well in the future. Ki meid tzeischa mi Mitzrayim erenu niflois. Hashem says through the Navi, like in the days when you left Mitzrayim, I will show you wonders. That means that the Geula in the future is going to mirror the Geula of Mitzrayim. And Hashem will show us miracles even before the Geula has happened. That means even when we're in the pain of galus, Hashem is showing us that we can rely on Him, even before the full salvation has come, so that when that salvation comes, we'll be able to rejoice with a full heart. It's almost like a preview. That's a wild thought. You're a Mishan. You're someone we can rely on right now, even if the full Yeshua hasn't happened yet. In fact, the Maggid Tzedek says, even in this deep, dark galus, Yikadmoni b'yom eidi v'Hashem l'mishan li, Hashem, you're the one that I rely on. U'miftach, in the future when Mashiach comes. The Biala Rebbe says, you're a Mishan. Let's say you've got a person who is ill, Chas v'shalom, they're lying in bed. They don't have the ability to get up and stand up by themselves unless they rest on something. That's a Mishan. A Mishan is something you rely on even when you're ill. Mivtach is for a person that get better. They rely on Hashem, that Hashem won't abandon them again. So this is the same idea the whole way through. Mishan means even in galus. Hashem's looking after us. We can rely on Him. We can trust on Him. And this is just a precursor of the amazing things still to come.